start with a word of prayer. God and Father, we thank Thee for this time we can have this evening singing to Thee, and I thank Thee for all that Thou hast done, and just think of each one in this room and all the different needs and the different places in life that ones are at, and we just think especially of the young people and the hard times that we live in and the different struggles we have and trials that we go through. And just ask for the help and strength tonight that the message would be clear. And just pray for this in the name of Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. So, I want to read a few verses of comfort for any here who may be fearful or fainting under hardships in life. Satan wants to destroy, he would love to destroy anybody in here, especially the young people. They have a long life ahead of them, that they could live for the Lord. And I feel like he's doing it by casting doubts, making us fearful, and wearing us down through the trials of life. Different things. So let's turn to Isaiah 4, chapter 40. And if you don't have your Bible, that's fine, because I'm going to be turning to quite a few verses. So, Isaiah chapter 40, start in verse 28. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increaseth strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So the first thing I want to realize from these verses is that even as young people, we have a lot of energy and a lot of vigor, but that's not enough to get us through the storms of life. When things come, the only way, there's different ones here that have spiritual battles. There's lots of ones here with health problems and things like that. And if it weren't for the help of the Lord, we'd be crushed under them. And secondly, in the last verse we read, we find that it's only in waiting upon the Lord that we'll have the strength. Our strength renewed to keep going forward in life. So I want to read some verses of the promises of God when we go through different struggles. So you can turn to Isaiah chapter 43. And start halfway down through verse 1. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee, for I am the Lord thy God. So these verses show us that we're his, and he is with us in every situation in life. I want to turn to Hebrews chapter 4 now. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. These verses show us that he feels exactly what we feel in the trial. He doesn't just look at it. He actually feels it with us and feels it deeply too, because he was a man. He walked on the earth and he had feelings too. In Isaiah 41, verse 10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. So he's the one that holds us up. He's the one that strengthens us. We can't do it on our own. and Hebrews chapter 12, verse 3. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. So these verses show us that however long and deep the trouble we find ourselves in, it's just a moment compared to eternity. It's just nothing. It's just a snapshot. And through every sorrow and disappointment of life, the Lord is working in us to make us what He wants, more like Himself. And the Lord is coming soon, so our suffering time is short. Soon it's going to be gone. He's going to wipe away our tears, every trial, every heartache. and we'll be with Him and like Him forever. So hopefully those verses can encourage you, encourage everybody here. If there's somebody going, particularly that's going through some hard times or some trials, those are some verses of comfort. So maybe we could close. God and Father, we just thank Thee for all that's done. Thank Thee for Thy suffering, and we can look back to that and find comfort in it. And we can look at Thy life, that Thou's walk here, and see that Thou's feel the same things we feel. And we just thank Thee, too, that Thou art our High Priest now, interceding for us and praying for us in heaven every day to the Father. And we just thank Thee for this and pray, too, for a blessing on the rest of the camp. And pray for safety and an encouraging time. Just ask this in the name of Lord Jesus. Amen.